State as a deputy inspector general type thing or something.
Travel around.
Uh-huh.
Great. Give me Rosebud.
Not sure. Yeah, this is the bicentennial term of the nations, but I'm not sure what the status is.
Paul Miller asked me about the 18th there. I think that it's the, I know I don't want to do publishers, but whether we want to do the 18th or the ASM, you know, both.
We turned down the 18th and Henry's fine, too.
I should probably do the SME one next time.
Which is great if you want to. I'm
sure you submit it to me. Like it is, it is a time, of course, I have to do it.
You have a Q&A? Oh, I'm not going
to make a speech.
Sure.
Had that in mind.
ASME is the 4th of May.
Had it in mind. Possibility. The other thing I was going to say is that it may be that we ought to consider the possibility of a Latin American trip this spring. Probably over Easter.
I just don't want to hear what they can't do. They know that.
but I had already made the national security decision on the front lines.
Yeah, so that.
Right. Yeah, weekly. Yeah. Right. Right. But we meet at 3 o'clock or so. Fine. What is the situation, incidentally, with regard to tomorrow's meeting? I'm going to talk later about it, but I understand planning so he could come in for. No, he's got to make a speech down there. He said he could send a talk to one of his other people. John, for me to go in. we should have funded it right up. But the fact that virtually everybody, understandably, because they care so much, and that's what they did before the campaign, come in with the negative record, because you were so well analyzing the negatives. Everything's in a hell of a shape, what's we going to do about it? Everything is in a hell of a shape to begin. Some things are in a hell of a shape, some things are opportunities. Or is this ever crossed the minds of people as they said to me? I mean, you know,
that's sort of,
that's what you try to
do. Try to do. I'm not sure you raise it. Is that?
Yeah, I know. Well.
But they're right on the evidence. You can't.
I'm never forgetting. I don't think that are the problems. I live with that.
That's right.
But I don't want to spend all of my time fighting the battle of the Indians and fighting the battle of impoundment, fighting the battle of executive privilege, and fighting the battle of are we repressing the press? Should I really discuss repressing the press? I have to be defensive about that. I don't think we should be. We're not repressing the press. They're repressing us, right?
Like, we have to keep it.
Make our issues and so forth and so on. So he really sort of worked it out and touched base with him enough.
understand that we have some good data on that.
Sure.
And but that's a lot going out that's been pretty well established. I don't think anybody thinks we backed off of it.
Look, everybody thinks we're trying to destroy the great society administration. That view is deeply depraved. And it's not necessarily helpful. It's not necessarily harmful. You know, it makes the issue though with the kind of people that you can't predict their minds. It does not necessarily make the issue of the center. Not necessarily. Not that they want to take too much care of it. It's a very subtle point in there where you go over the line, where you just say, well, you've got to have a lot.
You've got to care, you've got to also be worried about my taxes.
Absolutely. And also worried about programs that don't work.
I want you to take care of the poor people, but I don't want you to charge me for doing it.
That's right.
I don't want to just lob money to the guy who went to the ASM.
What is your view about doing the ASM in that sort of thing? Seems to me that this is a pretty good time to do that kind of thing. Solve it. And maybe the National Prison Book, rather than just boxing around down here. The way to dominate the dialogue, Bob, is to do it as far as this country is concerned from Washington. By not respectfully figure it out. What view should other countries have from you?
Yeah, but not so much for the reason of dominating the dialogue.
Just to be able to
sense of very, yeah, once in a while. First, maybe you do it. Maybe you do it by the voting rounds that you do anyway. Maybe you go to Key Biscayne, you go to California. We love doing that. We're in the South and the West. And
now that you can do it, I did it. Stop in South Carolina. It was a goddamn massive effect for that part of the country. It's fucked over. So certainly go to Mississippi for John Fennessy, for example.
Yeah. We ought to hit the Midwest somewhere.
Yeah.
Time. I mean, I don't think very often.
Chicago.
Major cities.
I think it would be useful now, I think, overall. To me, I've put quite a few things publicly. Having in mind, we've got all these water heaters and so forth come out so that we do things then. It doesn't appear that we're doing pushing for example. Also, I think there's another reason. As the war comes to an end and the rest, we shouldn't be out of the room together. That's why trip abroad is good. That's why.
saying with that? What is the biggest problem?
Well, the U.S. News,
you're basically going to give me an answer, but
U.S. News had a piece on that. It was pretty interesting. Did you read that piece on U.S. News?
Yeah, but...
That little survey people agree on all about it. I think you, by the time we're seeing a housewife to this bitch about the culture, I've never seen one. Including the wealthier people.
They're going to complain about prices, and they're going to complain about the
quality of the war. They're going to complain about the war.
And about service.
Or the
behavior of lines and strings. And it's, there's...
Now the crime thing, I think we've got some good going for us there.
Yeah.
I think we should hammer the shit out of it. Great. That's what we can do. Now, through till the 4th of July, let's see this schedule. I don't want to get it in the way that I'm told to respond. The recognized death of the last 10 days off. I think that the owner is perfect.
I'd be here for the first part.
Yeah, first week.
Maybe more than that.
There's two.
For a couple of weeks. You got the VFW convention, which you have to do anyway.
Yeah,
you know, or on the 20th of August. Congress leaves on the 3rd. You stay here generally for the 2 weeks after they left and make some hay.
So you finish while they're gone.
Then on the 20th, which is a Monday, go to New Orleans. Open the VFW and then go on to California from there and stay there for the rest of that week and the following week, which you leave in to Labor Day with you and then come on out. It'll give you 2 full weeks out of there.
Don't plan a Labor Day appearance.
Right.
You agree? I think I need to do that anyway. But a Labor Day agrees to a problem.
Right. And you keep go out for the last couple of weeks of August and be darn good. And that's your safest enough weather than any time you go out there.
No. But you need to get this. I strongly get that schedule through July in pretty firm shape right now. So that people don't pick away one hell of a lot of other things they're going to have to be doing. See my point?
You know what they are, everybody.
Running in another state, running in a state of the Board of Congress is one hell of an exercise that they're going to do. You've got to know what prayer is done. And we should know what prayer is done, particularly if we plan to do it 28 or the 27th.
You're a high in the West Wing. You're going to be in the theater.
I'll do it. I don't.